Good afternoon. Welcome to this conference. We will be starting going through the presentation. I think most of you have received in the afternoon or this morning. Starting from page three, I'd like to read the comment of our chairman for this fiscal year 2011. 2011 showed a considerable increase in revenue. Trevi Group was able to achieve its guidance in terms of revenue, registering the fourth quarter a strong increase in revenues, +28%, and acquiring a significant volume of strategic contracts during the year. The macroeconomic scenario of the second semester has been one of the primary factors of diminishing operating margin. The order portfolio in 2011 increased more than 28%, exceeding 1 billion euro, and confirming the capability of the group to acquire new and relevant orders, even in a competitive and challenging market. The oil and gas sector continue an absolutely remarkable trend, and the group remain well positioned to grasp the opportunity in the market. We take into account the gradual stabilization of the economy, but we maintain a prudent outlook for 2012, while foreseeing interesting opportunity in the second half of the year and also in the following year. Read this statement from the chairman for those who have maybe not read it before and not received it, and I think it contained a lot of indication and hints about what the overall scenario looks like. I would like to continue on page 9 of the presentation, starting from the backlog of the group at 1,012,000,000. We consider this an interesting level for our backlog. And for those who know not so well the group, I think this is the second highest backlog level in the past. And I think it's a good starting for this new year. And I would say it gives a kind of positive outlook for the year in terms of acquisition of revenue and the revenue level at the end of 2012. New contracts awarded in over 20 countries. This is a continue to be our strategic positioning in the world market. Assess new strategic geographies, robust order pipeline from oil and gas rigs, customer retention confirmed by renewal in oil and gas services, especially in South America, and overall it's a secure outlook for growth. On page 10, we follow with this accomplishment Trevi Group achieved in 2011, starting from expanded operation overall at all divisional level. If we go into the segmentation of the revenue, in 2011 we have Trevi with -3.6%, which is a minor difference with the past, even if we consider the same exchange rate, we are more or less stable at the same level. Soilmec almost +10%, Petraven +23.3%, strong performance of Drillmec in terms of revenue, 31.4%. So, an overall good performance of all the divisions, especially the oil and gas division, Petraven and Drillmec. Secure key strategic geography diversified revenue. We enter into kind of new geographical area for us this year with significant contracts acquired in Mexico, Belarus, Turkey, China, Eastern Europe, Russia, West Africa and Brazil. So we will spend more time on this subject later on, but it's important to highlight how the group was able to open new market, very interesting market we consider for the future. Oil and gas strong momentums embraced by drilling division. We've been awarded a strategic contract for clients in Latin America, in this case, especially for Petraven, starting from Brazil. I will talk more about Brazil later on. Strengthen balance sheet for future growth opportunity. We have successfully completed the capital increase through the conversion into shares of our indirect exchangeable bond for $45 million. So total net equity at $438 million. We continue, we decided to continue to invest for the future of the group. Now we go through a quick division outlook. Starting from Trevi, as I said, a minor difference with the last years, but starting with a strong order backlog, we said it's about 570 million backlog, which we consider a good quality backlog for Trevi. Long-term visibility. Key contracts, as we said, which will be starting contributing mainly from the second half of 2012 to the division results. Large infrastructure sector, stable, and construction sector under pressure. We believe we had, let's say, a weaker than expected quarter in some markets, mainly, I would say, related to the domestic market in Italy. Overall, the global presence of Trevi and all the subsidiaries and our permanent established organization worldwide are doing well at the moment. Going into Petrovena, 23.3% increase. Very strong performance. Petrovena, we renew again contracts in Argentina with the key customers, and this is a strong, I would say, customer loyalty sign for our activity, which I remember is an activity of very high-tech drilling services. Entrance in Brazil, one of the new contracts, which was lately released a few months ago. We talk about one-stop shop. It means for us, we will be the full suppliers of services and equipment for the industry. In this case, we join a local oil company to start to develop drilling business in their own concessions in Brazil. This is the first contract for the group in this division in Brazil, which very promising, especially for the stronger program of drilling Brazil will have in the next years, onshore and offshore. An overall clear operational outlook and organic growth margins of the divisions in line, but we expect also some rooms for improvement in margins in the future for this division. Going into Driemek, as we said, 31% more revenue compared to last year. Durable momentum with over 30% year-on-year revenue increase, and a very strong and robust order pipeline. Driemek continue to be the largest European manufacturer for this type of rigs, and with an increased visibility in the market due to the order acquired in the last three or four years. With this strong oil pricing, exploration and production activity for major oil company will continue to boost, we believe, Driemek performance for the coming years. HH Series on the right growth track. If you have noticed, many of the most recent release or press release were about HH equipment sold in the market. We consider this again a strong recognition of Driemek innovative technologies. It is true that also international tenders show higher degree of competition, but we plan to balance this competition by offering innovative packages, especially for our clients, especially with our hydraulic rigs. Soilmec, 9.7% performance compared to last year. It was higher in the six months that ended in June, in the first half 2011. We consider a good result for Soilmec compared to overall environment. You know that Soilmec has a kind of business with low visibility. It means 9.7% increase with last year's. It's a good market share. It means that we were able to gain some market share in 2011. Mature markets are showing signs of recovery, we notice major markets, like for example, United States, showing sign of recovery of the activity in the construction industry. We know the visibility for this sector, for this division, it's in the range of 2 or 3 months of production. Going into page 11, just to summarize the key messages, strong revenue generation, as we said, strongest quarter ever performing in terms of revenue generation. This was announced already at the middle of last year, that we were expecting a strong second half of 2011. Actually, we have been achieving this in terms of revenue, as you saw, not in terms of margins. So we had a weaker margin than expected in the last quarter, especially in the last quarter of 2011, mainly due to several reasons. One of these is the weak domestic market for us, some financial stress on some of our clients in Europe, which basically means disruption in productions for us, and of course in less margin from operation. Assuring a quality backlog, as we said, more than 1 billion is the best way to start a new year of activity. Net financial position in line with this business growth for the group. We will talk more about the net financial position with the near 40 later on. Key contracts delivering during the year, we foresee a sound financial position at the moment with the, as we said, a stronger balance sheet compared to the past. Leverage on group international activity to gain opportunities. Our geographical distribution of business in international business will be able to grasp opportunity in the international market. And our diversified business model, we continue to believe it's a strong business model. Outlook is more challenging, but fundamental remain strongly in pace. We know market conditions are challenging, but as we said, we put in place secure business already with the acquisition of Order, and this will be an aid for future growth. We will again talk more in, after Daniele starts to talk about the numbers. Please.
Good evening. I would like to summarize the key financial data. You already know revenues were 1,016 million, while EBITDA was 119 million, EBIT 69 million, profit before tax 51 million, the backlog 1,012 million, net financial position was 404 million. More or less the same as in at the end of financial year 2010. Our comments are a significant increase in consolidated revenues because of a strong volume of sales in the last quarter of the year, as previously announced. A very robust backlog because of new orders, which we already made object of press releases, which indicate a positive market trend. The net financial position is in line with the growth of the business. I would like to remember what Stefano has already said, that in the last quarter of the year we had a revenue of 337 million. Even if under the pressure of the incoming crisis, which put under pressure our prices with the clients, continuity of works, especially in Italy and in Europe, and increasing costs on sites. In page 15, we would like to highlight that at a constant currency, our total consolidated revenues would have been 1,093 million instead of 1,061 million, and EBIT margin could have been 54 million instead of 51 million. This is to say that a stronger dollar is able to favor our sales and margins, and as the dollar is now at a preferable level for our business, we think that the impact in the current year, 2012, will be positive. We would like to remark, page 17, that net capital employed increased 10% and equity increased 19%, up to 437 million from 366 million. Net financial position was 2% higher, and with respect to financial ratios, we have net financial position/EBITDA 3.39 times and net financial position equity 0.92 times. We have 6,114 employees at the end of the year. We would like to put into consideration that from in page 19, that we have two points of view of our group. From the point of view of the core business with respect to drilling sector, the core business represents almost 57%, while the drilling sector is representing 43%. From the point of view of the two sectors, the services sector is representing 45%, while the mechanical sector is accounting for 54% of revenue. Page 20, we can see that special foundation services had 404 million with respect to 419 in 2010. We think that the decrease of revenues of 3.6% is due mainly to the weak dollar during the course of the past year, but in real terms, there was a gain. Petroven increased its revenues by 23.3%, so the service sector got, in nominal terms, the same amount of revenue as last year. In the mechanical sector, total increase of revenues was almost 23%, with an astounding performance of Drillmech, plus 31.4%. As our CEO, Stefano Trevisani, has already pointed out, Solmec got a very good performance in the first 6 months of the year, with a plus 18% growth rate in revenues, while in the second half of the year, this increase of revenues was slowed down by the incoming crisis. In page 21, we have the breakdown of revenues per geographical area, in which we can point out the decrease of revenues in Italy, while in Europe we have a strong increase, mainly because of sales of oil rigs by Drillmech in Eastern Europe, namely Russia, Belarus, and Poland. Then we have 157 million sales in North America, with a slight increase with respect to 2010, and a very good performance in Latin America with 328 million against 175 million. In Africa, we had 68 million against 102 million, while in the Middle East, we had a decrease of revenues, quite important, down to 167 million from 294 million. The lack of revenues and also of a profit, particularly in the Emirates, was the cause of the slowdown of profitability during the course of 2010, even if our activity over there remain to some extent profitable. We can show a slight increase of revenues in the Far East. With respect to backlog, page 22, we can say that it is split in two parts, 378 million in the drilling sector and 635 million in the core business. Particularly Trevi reached at year-end a very good position with respect to backlog, and this is the reason why we plan an increase in revenue for this division of at least 15% in the current year, 2012. Our net financial position increased slightly up to 403 million from 396 million. The increase was due mainly in the second half of the year to the lack of payments, lack from our clients, especially in public administrations in Europe, because of the lack of liquidity, shortage of liquidity, which originated from the crisis. The situation have improved in the last two months with respect to the period of November, December, and January, which was the first we incurred with. It's improved with respect to availability of cash and with respect to better financial charges that we have to face. Indebtedness at year-end increased also for decisions by the management not to discount, for instance, promissory notes guaranteed by the Italian Export Credit Agency because of the particularly high interest rates that were requested at that time, given the so-called Italian risk. We decided to postpone the discount of those promissory notes, which was a good decision because now interest rates have declined at least 4 percentage points for the same instruments. With respect to financial ratios, page 24, we have already said. Particularly, I would like to stress the debt-equity ratio, which is down to less than 1x. It is due to the increasing equity of Trevi Group. Particularly last year, it increased up to 438 million from 367 million due to the increase of share capital, the profit of the year, and the increase in the reserve for the translational reserve due to the better cross rate between the dollar and the euro at year-end. For one of the first time in our history, capital is much higher than financial indebtedness, which for 71% is at long term. Page 26 and 27, we have the segmentation as usual. We would like to say that in our services sector, Trevi plus Petraven, 495 million euro revenues, we had a 14.5% EBITDA margin and a 7.6% EBIT margin. In the mechanical division, profitability was quite steady with respect to the two preceding years. So we had 8.3% EBITDA margin and 5.9% EBIT margin. Please, Stefano, you wanted to go on?
Okay, I think we can continue with the question and answer we receive. Starting from this
Bruno Permuti from Banca IMI. Banca IMI, Mr. Permuti asked about seasonality in Soilmec sales. I think that I have already given an answer. Soilmec sales resented about the crisis more than the other divisions. But we would like to point out that there is still a 10% increase in revenues, so we maintain or increase our market share and we compete hard with our competitors over there. Strong growth rate with respect to Drillmec in the fourth quarter was better than announced. It was due to a series of deliveries or advancement in production. Particularly, I would like to stress that our job in Drillmec Houston for Pemex reached at year-end 85% of percentage of completion. This job is particularly important for us, for the Mexican market in which we have entered for the first time with such a big order. You know that by Mexican law it is not possible for Pemex to pay advance payments or to pay certificates or by milestones during the life of the work in progress. So we had to finance the job through American banks, and the three rigs are going to be delivered in the future few weeks, and payments are expected to be collected in April, May and June and for more than $85 million, which will cause an improvement in the net financial position of Drillmec at half in the middle of the year. We think that profitability could resume in the second half of the year, particularly because we see that this crisis is somewhat reducing its impact on our business, especially in Europe. With the improvement of market conditions, we think that also stock of Soilmec and Drillmec finished products will start to decrease. With respect to our credits, we don't see any major problem because we have collected our credits regularly and we were not forced at year-end to post special provisions for related risks.
Okay, other questions here? We talk about reduction when we plan to reduce the peak of the inventories. This is our constant aim, in, especially in the mechanical division. But we have also to consider that Soilmec and Drillmec have, they have two very different dynamics for related to stock. Soilmec build basically keeping for stock, and the trend in the market is changing with the people requesting equipment available immediately with very short notice. While for Drillmec, we know that building mainly on the order book, we have to finance the stock during the period of construction. Of course, all the attention of the management and the company is to reduce the working capital for this two division, but it's also true that with this effort, we have always to keep in mind that working capital for these divisions means activity. So every time is a balanced situation between investing here temporarily in the working capital to support operation, in this case production, and of course aiming at contracts with the highest possible margin. So we are, the intention of the group, as I said, is to continue to pay attention on the reduced level of working capital required by the activity, but it's also true that the characteristic of the activity is this, is this is a high investment type of activity, so we are, we support our production by providing financing to the mechanical sectors. Looking at other questions, cash generation in 2012, as we said, I just said, if you look at our balance sheet for 2011, the difference in working capital basically is what has affected the most, I would say, the free cash flow generation. Without this increase in the working capital at the end of last year, we were in position to generate cash. So we expect a better situation, but as we said, we still live in this market with some uncertainty, especially in Europe and in Italy.
We would like to point out that there was no major delay in the execution of our jobs. We point out that especially with regard to Trevi divisions and its activity in the Americas, it was very strong and jobs went on quite smoothly. We would like to say that only a job in as a Drillmec to deliver goods to deliver rigs in Asia was delayed, because of the financial stress we have to support in Italy. So the lack of credit or difficulties in prepare financial documents in order to arrange credits in favor of our clients.
Okay, going to conclusion, I think we can summarize. Looking at this 2011, we achieved the revenue level we planned during the course of the year in 2011. We did not achieve the targeted margins. We did not expect a weak quarter, weak fourth quarter in 2011. But it is true that we did not also expect all the financial turmoil at the end of September to December and January this year. We continue to look at business opportunity worldwide. We see major opportunity coming from Dream Make business, as I said, due to the investment by oil company in exploration and production activity. We see positive trend for drilling activity worldwide, and we see a stable and better business for trading also in this market. We are targeting again new possibility in a new market, especially in Far East and North America and South America. We continue to see soil mix business stable with some possibility of improvement, but maintaining the same characteristics. If there's nothing else to add, Daniele?
No.
Okay. If you have any other question, of course, you can send this question to Joseph, the investor relation point of contact, and we will be able to see you, maybe some of you, during a one-on-one meeting in the coming weeks. Good evening.